Well, it's hard to believe this actually happened, but not so long ago, the Biden administration tried to set up a ministry of truth in this country. They hired some Mary Poppins lookalike, Nina Jankowicz, to silence anyone who criticized the Biden administration. Now, they're still doing this. They're not doing it openly. They tried to do it openly, and they couldn't, mostly because Nina Jankowicz was just too ridiculous to sell. She was openly partisan. She was dumb. She was an advocate for censoring any news that damaged the Biden administration. She also posted videos like this one. Watch. Yeah. Better wake up and get involved, or your future will consist of asking for permission to exercise your own most basic rights from people like that. In the end, those videos were so embarrassing that the Biden administration had to fire Jankowicz and scrap her Ministry of Truth. But of course, they did not give up their efforts to censor Americans. They can't, because censorship is the key. It's the linchpin to maintaining power for them. Chris Bedford is with the Common Sense Society. He joins us to assess what they're doing now to shut you up. Chris, great to see you tonight. So Nina Jankowicz was like so absurd that she had to go away, but they didn't stop because they can't, correct?
Correct. And she hasn't even really gone away. Just this month, she's been quoted in the New York Times. She's been quoted in Bloomberg. These supposedly serious publications quoting such a thoroughly unserious person to decide what senators and congressmen and you and other people are, what questions you're allowed to ask about the attack on Paul Pelosi. Asking questions, according to the New York Times, is now disinformation. Not allowed to say that. So she's still out there. And what's worse, she's working at this British think tank. She went back to the Center for Information Resilience. And there's a bunch of other clowns there, people who say that places like Cambridge Analytica and Republican firms that use data the same way that Obama did are part of a Christian nationalist plot. But at the same time, they're working with AI experts on war in the Balkans. They're working with former CIA analysts because the intelligence groups that try to assess enemy countries' disinformation campaigns and espionage campaigns and the things they do during war are mixing seamlessly with a lot of the Democratic partisans who come in there and try to work like she did with Department of Homeland Security. They say that they treat you like a terrorist, essentially. They treat you the exact same way. They mix these reports together. They get former CIA directors and former FBI directors to come out and back it up and make it all very serious. I can't believe how right people like Glenn Greenwald were back in the day about all of this when they first saw it.
Well, and Alex Jones, for that matter, who said our intel agencies are interfering in domestic politics. And people like me said, that's impossible. That's illegal. It's immoral. It's totalitarian. That can't possibly be happening. You're crazy. But that is happening openly.
The amount of people, I was very doubtful at first when these things first started to come out, when people were saying that the same groups that are being set up to fight al-Qaeda will someday be turned on American citizens. I said, that's ridiculous. I was at, I went to Ground Zero shortly after I saw it. I felt that pain. It was awful to be around, and people were really frightened. But all those people were completely right. The government's doing this. The government's working with Twitter now, it's coming out. The government's working to shut down scientists, to shut down doctors, to shut down people who later turn out to be completely correct. And at the same time, places like Google are working with the New York Times, working with foreign disinformation think tanks to try and shut down journalism, to try and shut down places like I used to work at, the Federalist, cut them off from advertising. This is a pernicious campaign. It's about information. It's about banking, which you've touched on. And it's even about comedy and movies. Why can't we just have an open conversation in this country anymore?
No, not at all, because it threatens their power. Because they have an open conversation, they can't win. Of course, they'll lose. Chris Bedford, what a great summation. I appreciate it. Good to see you tonight.
Good to see you.